why, how, and what do I procrastinate on? There are some things that I can do well, but every time I'm paid to do it, I procrastinate. Why? Because it is wicked hard. What is the difficulty? You laugh, but the difficulty is staying with the activity. The task is energy transmission. Unless you stay with it, the energy doesn't flow. You direct the energy with your empty mind, and in my case, my breath. I don't know how other people do it, but the moment I need an empty mind, I am flooded with thoughts, emotions, and there goes the empty mind. My hunch is, it is near impossible, or in another word inhuman, to have an empty mind. The mind is like my next door neighbor's 2-year-old girl, a chatterbox. The only time she stops chattering is when she is asleep. The same with the mind. So I am going to risk explaining how I can have an empty mind, because I don't. I am a human, like you. So I can't. What can I? I can do what I taught in the Amish horse training method, have my attention somewhere else, not on the chatter. But it is easy for me when I write, or read, or play freestyle. I have something to put my attention to. But when I do energy healing, energy transmission, there is nothing there, nothing that the attention would find meaty enough to stick with. I learned to meditate some 2 decades ago, and I hated it. For the same reason. In transcendental meditation you get a mantra, and you have to replace the mind chatter with the chatter of the mantra, watch it being born and die, being born and die. Boring. I can do it. But it is really difficult. I can do the energy transmission, I have measured, for 7 minutes. So I normally do it for 5. 5 minutes is enough time for me to charge energizable water to coherence, independent of the quantity, for example. And I can chop up my healing work to 5-minute segments, and so far I haven't found a problem that a series of 5 minutes didn't solve. The key capacity is directing your attention. That is why I measure it in the starting point measurements. My number is relatively low, 30%, but coupled with the awareness measure, mine is 70%, I can do the job. But it is still very hard. We could say that the combined ability to do the energy transmission is 21%. I have a student who is both numbers, a 30%, her combined ability is 9%. Okay, I am writing this as a procrastination move. I am scheduled to do some healing work, and I needed to empty my mind, and give 5 minutes of my life so others can live. I can do that. Even though it hurts. Okay, interrupted the transmission after a minute. Because, it seems, I didn't completely empty my mind. This past week I have sat with my energy audios, of which I have many. The energy downloads when I forcefully expel the air from my lungs, when I breathe out. I wondered if the amount of energy can be increased on the recordings by cutting out the breath intake part. Muscle test said yes. So I created a new version of the water energizer audio. If you have it already, you can upgrade without paying anything. Just email me with a request. Why not just upload it to the membership area? I want the people who ask for it give me feedback. At the present time it takes for the current audio to make your water coherent, 653 vibration, between 5 and 7 days, depending on the vibration of your starting water. I want you to tell me if the new audio shortens that time. Or not. Muscle test says yes, but nothing beats an in-the-field experiment. I have already replaced the 2 energy audios, instant coherence generator and the emotional shock absorber, so if you purchase that, the new version is what you downloaded. I will do the same thing for the big bundle when I have a little time. So please email me for a copy of the new water energizer audio. Oh, one more thing. The capacity to do what I am doing is called, put all power in all actions. And one more thing, the experiment from 1972, the marshmallow experiment, uses the same energy. And here is an experiment I have never thought of doing. How about walking while transmitting the energy? Like a walking meditation? Okay. And the results are in. I marched up and down in the apartment. And lo and behold, the time passed faster, it was easier to keep my mind empty, and the results were even better than when I'm sitting or lying down. How do I measure the results? Simple. Before I start a healing, I measure how much time/energy the person needs to heal the particular issue completely. And then I measure when I finish the healing session. This is how I measure the effectiveness. It's been working. I have only been doing this kind of healing for a few months, maybe 2? and I can tell from the numbers of the people who went through it, higher health numbers in every organ, higher numbers in the sensory organs, smell, taste, and even their general attitude and mood. Their skin, their ambition. Very telling. About sense of taste and smell, very interesting, but the loss of these two senses are dead giveaways that there is trouble brewing inside. Why? How? I haven't the foggiest. But if your smell and taste numbers come up as 1%, you are in trouble. Most people can't tell that they are losing their sense of taste or smell. I am thinking of making the health measurements monthly mandatory for students of mine. One of my students who was astute enough to order that, we found something and because it was so fresh, the healing cost her less than a doctor's visit. Another person, not a student, didn't do that. And her bill, if she chooses to hire me to heal what ails her, will run in the thousands. And if she waits until regular medicine can find what is happening, a year or two, then she will be mutilated at best, dead at worst. Not everyone who gets their results from me opts to hire me. Some of them go the medical route. It is your life, you do with it as you wish. Here is a screenshot of a year's worth of health measurements. You'll notice that taste, smell, ovaries, and pancreas are all at one. Meaning, not working. Pancreas and ovaries, in women, cause each other to deteriorate, or probably the pancreas causes the ovaries. I am not a doctor, and I am not a scientist. And I don't play either on TV. I read up on stuff. And keep what muscle test agrees with. What I read is that insulin troubles are the cause of ovarian troubles. Why? I don't know, but insulin problems are the cause of 70% of all health issues, according to muscle test. And turning keto now doesn't change the fact, although it may postpone it, I feel. If your pancreas measures 1%, you are already in trouble. So what should you do? Get your monthly health measurements. You'll thank me for it. Get your health measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/your-health-measurements. P.S. Procrastination. If you pay attention, I practice a type of procrastination where I choose something useful to do to prepare myself for the task I'm scared of. The art is to have a list of things, a B-list, that you can turn to when you get bored, tired, fed up with the main task. For me, that has self-coaching as item number one. The B-list, I mean. I can self-coach myself from any ditch, any hole, any procrastination. I only have 10 items on the B-list, each of those deserve a place on my A-list. Because each need to get done, each are valuable, but each are small. Not much time suck. But not on my main mission specific A-list. The art is to do those tasks in between. I have students, clients whose entire A-list would be on my B-list, C-list, D-list, or Z-list. Deliberate living is a secret.